It is the Rush Hour on Triple M with Muse and Psycho. Snow in Massendon. The freeways are mate. Shot. It's snow. 9 degrees
what
in the city.
What the hell? Sheepers.
It's 8.3 here. I'm snow in Massendon.
That's it.
Well, as a West Australian, I have zero tolerance for the cold, I'm telling you now. Now, Levi Casbaltini here, of course, from the Carlton Football Club. And this week you play, obviously, the Adelaide Crows. And the Jody Lee Foundation is a big part of this game. Now, this is a foundation I know plenty about, Levi, because Nick is an old mate of mine from Adelaide, Nick and his wife, Jody, who passed away in 2010 of bowel cancer. And the thing about this particular thing is if she had been diagnosed early enough, and bowel cancer is something that you actually can diagnose early, then she'd still be with us.
Yeah, definitely. So in Australia, there's about 17,000 people a year diagnosed with bowel cancer. But if you get onto it early, it's 90% curable. So that's what this weekend's all about, is getting awareness out there for bowel cancer. Using the hashtag I know someone, and so the more people that see it, the better, and that can get on. And obviously it's recommended for, I think the Australian government recommends 50 plus, but it's definitely in younger people to go and get a bowel screening.
Well, yeah. My uncle died of bowel cancer, so it's in our family. So I have to have the colonoscopy periodically, as do my brothers. But it's not just men. And this is what a big part of what the Jody Lee Foundation's about is women as well.
Mm. Yeah, yep, definitely. It's men, women. Obviously, it's more prevalent in people over 40, but there's still been cases of, there was a young girl who died at the age of 21 or 22 recently from bowel cancer.
Well, Jodie was only 39 herself.
Yeah, and it's the second largest cancer killer in Australia, which you wouldn't really know about because you don't hear much about it.
Oh, so. He was a fiery redhead.
Was he? Well, and I know someone, Jim, who's going through it, Lisa, who we know, and we send our best wishes to her too. And your uncle was diagnosed too.
Yeah, well, that was why
where
I got
it all
involved.
Came about. Yeah,
with the Jodie Lee Foundation, was my uncle got diagnosed with bowel cancer last year. So, you know, touch wood, it's all gone now. But thankfully for us, it's a good news story. But yeah, when the opportunity came up for me to get involved, I was pretty keen to help out.
Well, especially as you get older, Willis, and as I say, I only know about it because it's in my family. You got to look after your diet, the psyllium husks.
Yes.
But you've also got to get it checked.
But it's a little it's not a bad test, because you get sent this letter and you got to send it back, a sample back to them, and they write back in about a week and say you're clear or you're not.
Yep, you need to come in and have it further checked.
Exactly.
Hey, all right, that's good. So the kicking interests us, Bill.
Yes,
well,
it does.
Put it this way. It interests you more than me.
Well, I've taken great interest in this, Jim, because there is a lot of pressure from within and outside pressure, Levi.
This better not be going where I think it's going.
Levi, I just thought I'd help you out, my friend, because everyone loves to have a go at you. They don't want to help out too much. I know you got Sav down there, but there's other blokes who have better kicks.
I beg your pardon.
So, look, I want to play you something first of all, I think. Have you got anything there dangerous? Have a listen, Levi.
Oh, what a finish.
In a final.
8 seconds left. If he kicks a point, it'll be another tie.
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh,
the siren's going to sound.
There it is. 70 metres in.
Believe he's playing.
Have a listen, Levi.
Rock and rolling season. Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal? Billy, you are king
of Geelong.
The monkey's off the back, Billy.
Dangerous.
Billy.
Turn that bloody thing
off. Now, Levi, so that's pressure.
You're trying to help Levi with his kicking by playing audio of you kicking a goal after the siren.
Meditation.
Yeah, no, I got a lot out of that.
Yeah. What'd you get out of that? Obviously, you got to drop it straight, and that's what they'll be working on with you. You drop it as you know, hold the ball as long as you can in your right hand. So that's what you're working on. Another one. Here's something else.
Oh, no.
I don't want to give away too many secrets because someone will pick me up one day as a goal-kicking coach.
Listen to this fool of a man.
When you kick the ball, this is good for the kids out there listening, Jim. Please. This is true.
Yes, go
so
on.
When you kick the ball, it's hard to change because you're at 25 years of age now. It's difficult to change. But all you have to do, it's like when you're putting in golf, just keep your head over the ball for another 2 seconds and just stay over the ball. Don't look up because everyone wants to look up and see where the ball's going. But if you can just an extra 2 seconds, keep the head down and then you can look up. I tell you what, that helps you, Jim. That is very good advice, Levi.
Yeah, it's definitely something I've still been told. Keep your head over the ball.
But keep it head over. Keep it for another 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to watch you this when you're playing. Sad day. I might watch, actually.
Oh, Bill.
I'll be on the frothies.
Hey, and the other thing is, of course, the members are invited to join Blues players and coaches at the Carlton Social Club event.
Oh, yes.
Of course, an iconic place back in the day.
Yeah.
Carlton Social Club. Pullman on the Park, across the road from the MCG. Entry free. All you got to do is show your Carlton membership card at the door, Willis.
It's a Carlton Social Club event, this. Mm-hmm. So it's at the Hilton, the old Hilton, which is now called the Pullman.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's across the road, and all the players, oh, you'd love these, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, all the players are going to be there. So, yeah, win, lose or draw, would love to see you down there. We'll have a chat.
Just entry is free, Jim. Just show the membership at the door, and you get in there and go up to Big Levi and say...
reasonably confident I said that, don't you?
Yeah,
maybe
cool,
maybe if I didn't,
off.
We'll go about it again.
So, yep, you kicked better today, Levi. You must have been listening to Billy.
So did you get anything out of anything Bill said then, Levi, about your kicking or anything else about your life?
Oh, King of Geelong, I think.
That's all you had to get, my friend. That's all you had to get.
Oh, one
he's
of
from Beaconsfield. Do you know
tools.
Where that is, Jim?
Well, only because I asked him. It's out towards Pakenham Upper.
It's past, Collingwood, the sack.
Yeah, it's big gold sack
it's
territory.
It's past him there.
Jeez, it's got to be cold out there today. If it's 9 degrees here, what would it be out at Beaconsfield?
Probably something around 9 degrees.
It'd be five. It'd be half.
I don't think it's any colder out there. It's probably warmer. It's a nice place.
Come on, you and Hales go home. You will put the fire on. You'll look after a cook up or a meal tonight. What will you do?
She'll probably cook for me, but already put the heater on before I left home.
So oh, good work.
Come home to a nice, toasty, warm house.
Got the baby room ready yet? What colours and all that?
Yeah, very neutral. We haven't fully set it up yet, but I'll leave that up to her.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Expect to lose plenty of money.
Yeah,
things like cots and bugaboo frog prams and all that sort of bloody throw rugs, Bill.
Nappies.
It's the greatest money gobbler of all time, setting up nurseries. I think nursery's the word you were looking for before, too.
Baby room's good. We've changed.
I knew what you were talking about.
Levi, great meeting you, mate. We love watching you go about it. Yes. Good luck with the game on Saturday. We'll be doing that on Triple M Footy. But better than that, good luck with Hales and what's coming up in your life.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Champ.